And again, I respect people that get in the military, but this is the new, this is your new military. They're not American soldiers, bro. These are extensions of the New World Order. Yeah. And when you start seeing people that were never born here magically showing up in our troops, in our military, guess who they're going to turn against us?
Welcome to the Kingsplaining Podcast. We are the two kings of the Rube Empire. Right-wing extremists extraordinaire, supernaturalists by nature, and downright Christian bigots. I'm the Philosopher King, the Ivory Tower, 51% of the power, and I've got a perspective on things.
I've come here to chew bubble gum and kick butt, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm all out of bubblegum. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the strong one, the people's champ, the people's choice. The Iron King is sitting firmly on his throne. The people's champ, the people's choice. And I'm going to tell you, man, my back's a little sore right now because I got to carry the weight of not having the Dusty on the show today. So I will graciously carry the 49% like the man that I am. And gosh darn it, I have a perspective on things. You know what I mean?
I thought you were going to say you were all out of butts.
A whole lot of butts! It's going to be one of those shows. I mean, here's the thing. We started the show, like, I was already fired up today. I already was, okay? Your intros have been phenomenal. They've been firing me up when I listen to them on my Spotify app as I'm sitting at, you know, work. Or not at work, at home, because I work from home. And I'm sitting there like, I'm coming to an assessment because we've been doing this for 6 years now, and it's perfect because my Facebook is lined up for when we do a podcast is literally the like from 6 years ago. Mm. So I could hear myself from 6 years ago, and I'm listening and I'm sitting there like, we were so much more cautious back then.
Yeah, right.
We're like, we got to be nice, play the big conservative nice words. And we have come a long way just from our delivery and style and all the stuff like that. But what's funny to me is like the give-a-darn's busted, and I appreciate it. I'm like, 2020 was like the best thing that could have happened to me, because I was like, I tried my best to like calm the storm that is inside, that is the strong one. But how stupid we got psyoped on so many different levels, and how stupidly people responded to this, and how stupid people continue to be, it gives me carte blanche to just let it rip at this point. I don't care at this point, man. What are you going to do to me? You going to George Floyd me again? You going to election fraud me again? Are you going to jab me again? What can you do at this point, man? Mm-hmm. My give a darn's busted. But anyways, I digress.
Yeah, and I feel definitely for my person, my respect for the things of old is like gone.
Yeah.
I just don't have respect for your institutions anymore.
Well, partly, you just turned 45, so, I mean, you might be becoming a curmudgeon old man. You know what
43,
I mean?
You douche. Not that it's just a number. I don't really actually care, but, I mean, accuracy, come on.
I just got to bust your chops. I told Charity she was 40 for, like, a year before. Like, when she turned 30, I was like, oh, my gosh, you turned 40. That's exciting. She's like, shut up. So I do that. I'm a douche. It is what it is. I'll own it. Listen, I'm a little disappointed, though. I got to start off the show with a little bit of disappointment. It's March 1st, so 2024 in the year of our Lord. And something's happening to these celebration months. You know what I mean? Like, like the big queer one, you know, in June, the LGBT pedophile groomer month. It lost its steam last year. You know what I mean? It just didn't have the punch that it used to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it's almost like people are figuring out like what the plus stands for in LGBTQ. It's just pedophiles. Wink, wink. I had the same feeling with Black History Month this year. It didn't have the punch that it normally does. You know what I mean? Because it was like, I don't know, like Disney Marvel's fake and gay now. So like there was no Wakanda Forever. There was no...
Yeah.
I just didn't feel it this year. You know what I mean?
I'm sad that it's over.
But why are you sad?
Because I enjoyed roasting you.
I stand with you. What did you keep saying?
I see you.
Oh, gosh. It's so good. But anyways, it just didn't have the punch this year, man.
No. There's still people clinging.
But to what? Because here's the problem with the whole scenario. One, Black History Month is not about black elevation. It's about divisiveness at this point. It's just literally about white people are bad and they're evil. So let's just bring up, you know.
Well, and it's like, you know, it's this, yeah, it's divisive. It's, all of these things are just a declaration of how proud you are of things that you're not in control of, that you didn't accomplish, you know, like, did you accomplish being black? Is that some kind of like great achievement that you...
I mean, I was...
Like even the white pride is nonsense. Like, you know, these things are that yeah. we're supposed to be
proud
of, that we're supposed to elevate, are all the most nonsensical things.
You were born a Jew, Whaley, a 45-year-old Jew. You should be proud. I didn't say the Jews. I said you're a Jew. Yeah.
So I have some Jewish blood in me, yes. And I am 43.
I was born African. I'm a half black man from the waist down.
Like, yeah.
I was born
with you. You were born that way. It's not some achievement.
I achieved it.
No. You achieved the lottery.
Yes. I existed.
Yeah.
I just showed up.
Exactly.
Proud.
Well, and they're, you know, I think this month now is Women's Month.
Women's Month?
Yes.
You were born with a vajayjay. Yay.
You know, and some people will say, where's the Men's Month? I don't want a Men's Month. It's nonsense.
I don't want any months.
I
want none.
I don't want months for things that I didn't do, you know? Yeah. I didn't make myself a man. You know?
Do they celebrate Black History Month in Africa?
No.
Answer's no.
They don't sell White History Month either.
No.
For all those oppressed minority whites in Africa.
Yeah, and they don't really celebrate LGBTQ stuff either in Africa.
Oh, I sent you a video.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of these same topics. Don't worry, we got Pan-Asian... American whatever month coming after that in May, but whatever. Anyway,
I look more like them, so I mean, I could fit in anywhere. Like Latino month, I could pull that off.
Yeah, you could pull it off,
and I could pull off like you know Pan Pacific.
Yeah, Pacific Islander.
Pacific, I could pull
Asian,
that off.
Whatever. Blah.
It's the African blessing. You know what I mean? Yeah, I could be all things to all people. I'm just Paul.
I mean,
I'm just Paul, man.
Yeah, you're pretty much a Samoan. But no, so it's this Asian dude from the UK,
mm-hmm.
and talking about how he was referring to people of color at work.
Oh, dear God.
And he was informed that we don't use that term anymore. Now they're the global majority.
No, shut up.
Okay. The global majority. And he's like, okay, so does that make... So then I guess that makes whites the global minority. So, hey, you're a minority now, white people. But since... But what does that do for me? Because I'm Asian. And I've learned that I'm white adjacent. But Asians make up like half the planet.
Don't you just feel unified, though?
Doesn't that just... It's so unifying. So unifying.
Under the banner of humanity. I mean, doesn't it just... unify you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
All these distinctions that you couldn't control in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so great. It's so great. Like, and just the unity.
Just the unity.
Just the brotherhood of man.
Yeah, man.
You know? It's so good.
Just brings together. You know what?
It's so Christian, too.
Yeah. But you know what the audience can do? They can go to kingsplaining.substack.com and truly feel unity with other brothers and sisters from around the globe that share in the worldview that this clown world sucks and we need Jesus. every single day. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Amen. But you can go to kingsplaining.substack.com. If Dusty were here, he would say, what did you say? And I would say, that's kingsplaining.substack.com. And then he would give me the bird. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
he'd also mention the merch.
That's true. That's true.
And then he would say, and then I would say, and you can support us by becoming a paid subscriber. All our content is free, but if you feel like we provide value to your life, you can throw some value our way.
Sure.
And help us, you know, expand our everything.
Expand our borders.
Yeah. But
I do want to say this.
Expand the borders of the Rube Empire.
I want to say two things. One, make sure you head over to kingsplaining.substack.com. And I apologize because I haven't written there in 2024. So I've been a horrible, horrible writer over there. And I will get back on the train there.
Yeah, we're busy. We're dads.
We're giving them podcasts. We've got
jobs.
We're doing a second podcast. What is it? But that's a story
for another time.
Which has been phenomenal, by the way.
I think so.
How giddy were me and Dusty last week?
Our biggest episode of But That's a Story, I was looking at the stats, was Admiral Byrd's Diary. We got like double all the other episodes on that one, so that was cool.
Because
thanks for listening, people.
Thank you. Because here's the thing, like, you can only lie for so long.
Citizens, I should say. Thanks for listening, citizens.
You can only lie for so long before people are like, wait a minute, there's something weird happening. You know what I mean?
For sure.
You know, and it just, at some point you got to check and figure out, but you know, but that's another story for another time at kingsplaining.substack.com. So anyway, last thing I do want to say is, Dusty, I love you. But anyways, what I was going to try to say is, how do I say this without sounding arrogant or condescending? Because that is my tone and I got to work on that. And listen, I suck, okay? I'm a sinful, rotten person. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, okay?
Yep.
And I need Jesus more than anybody else, okay? As I'm sitting in my
box.
That's
not actually true.
Huh?
As much as everybody
else. Yeah, as much, more so. I'm the chief of sinners. What I'm trying to say is this, okay? This is the part where Dusty should chime in, but he's not here. But I'm going to give a Star Wars reference, you know what I mean?
Right on.
Probably the most powerful thing that happens in Star Wars, even though Star Wars is now fake and gay and, you know, put a woman in it and, you know, whatever. I'm excited for the Rey movie, though, that nobody will watch, like the Marvels or Madam Web or any of the bullcrap that's coming out right now.
Yeah.
One of the most poignant scenes to me that still stands out to me, probably the thing that I think is the coolest, even though it's steeply deeped in Eastern religion and blah, 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 bull crap. But aside from that, is when Ben Kenobi says, strike me down and I'll return more powerful. Now, of course, they're stealing that from Jesus because they struck him down and he sits at the right hand of the throne. So they're ripping off Jesus again.
I mean, he just went and retrieved the keys to death in Hades. No biggie.
No biggie. No biggie. And just ensure paradise for all of us. And he promised us resurrection. And new bodies and a new heavens and earth, which praise God for all that. So basically George Lucas, the godless George Lucas, ripped off Jesus, okay? Which every great story that you love rips off Jesus. It's like Dune, okay? Dune 2 is coming out today. Me and the wife are very excited to see Dune 2, okay?
Muad'Dib.
The Muad'Dib, you know? Like, and I was looking at charities, like, you realize this is just the Messiah story again. This is just Jesus again. That's why it's exciting. But Jesus, if he could control worms. But anyway, sandworms, which he technically could. But anyways, I digress. But my point is this. You strike me down, I will come back more powerful.
Yeah. And then he proceeds to just be a blue glowy and nothing ever happened. Like, I mean, he can speak to Luke and, you know, like,
so
what did he do?
Instead of talking about old boomers that are way past their prime and just completely suck and no one's excited about, I want to talk about like potential rising stars, people that we've talked about on the show before. But, you know, DeSantis is out of the race, right, for the presidentials, which kind of made this show sad because I was a big DeSantis guy. I think you were a big...
He had the worst campaign ever.
Worst campaign. And those DeSantis people are the worst people ever.
Did you see those boots?
No, vote for Trump. No, kick rocks. But anyways, so DeSantis steps
in. The boots!
The boots, man! so gay. I just, everything's fake and gay. Everything's
like,
so
I'm not saying that it was a good look,
but still,
but like, that's the best you got.
Yeah. It's
like, what about the policies?
Yeah.
What is he saying that you disagree with?
Well,
I disagree with his loyalty for Trump.
Yeah, suck on my loyalty.
Loyalty!
Loyalty! Yes. It's like...
I want him to be loyal to the people.
The people. But that's not important because,
yeah,
you know, you could just gaslight
people. The people serve the government.
Yeah.
Not the other way around. Everybody knows this.
Great
leader. It's the conservative way.
It's the conservative way. So you strike down DeSantis, and most politicians just disappear into the ether. Not our boy Ron. You strike him down, he just gets stronger and more pissed off and does some crazy stuff. So I'm sorry. I know this podcast is not going to be a Trump schlob knob fest. It's just not. I'm not going to sit around and whine about and bitch about Joe Biden. There's because what do you bitch about? He's not even running the country. Like, everyone knows this.
Yeah.
Like, it's clear, you know, he gave up the... I will say this one thing about Biden, which was interesting this week. So he's talking to... who was he talking to this week? He's like, yeah, it's crazy, man. That's all the devastation and everything was destroyed. Except for the people with the right roofs. But, you know, everything else is destroyed.
Yeah, there was fire everywhere.
Except for the people with the right roofs.
Like,
but that's another story for another time. Are you acknowledging that energy weapons are real and they don't attack things that are blue?
Yep. I saw another video of that this happened somewhere else other than Hawaii.
Chile?
Yeah. Yes, that's what it was. It had a very simple name, like Vina del something or other. Vina del Mar or something like that. Yeah, same thing. Burning devastation, except for...
Everything was blue?
The things that were blue.
That is
the houses
strange.
That had blue roofs.
That is like, it's strange. But
on top of that, it's what's happening now. And I'm sorry to derail you, but it's egregious.
Yeah.
First of all, the banks are still making these people pay their mortgage.
Well, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
The government is cracking down on you if you try to rebuild or build a mobile something, you know, mobile home or just some kind of structure on your own property.
And you're talking about Hawaii, of course.
This is Hawaii. Yep. Yeah. And the insurance companies are getting all tied up in bureaucratic red tape, so they're still processing.
Of course.
Insurance monies.
Of course. I mean, you got to find the code for when it's an inside job and you get attacked by your own government. So, like, what's that code? Is it 911? Is it 911?
Yeah, they don't cover act of God and they don't cover act of government.
Gotcha. So it would be code 911 or, keep it. Or January 6th or any of Sorry.
No, you're good.
But yeah.
It's all true.
I'm with you. But yeah.
But it's disgusting. I mean, it was obvious from day one and then they're just like doubling down. This is meant to take their land.
Yes.
It's meant to squeeze them out of their own land. Oh, also, all the Airbnb owners that, you know, still have structures to rent out to Airbnb are now being forced to switch them to long-term residents so that the people who can't rebuild on their own property can rent a place to live. So they're being sucked dry, you know, bled out from their own property, their own land, to then be forced into rental situations. Gosh, man, that's unheard of. I have never heard anything, you know, like that
before. But what about Agenda 2030?
What?
Agenda 2030, that's what they want us to do, is you'll own nothing and be happy.
You'll own nothing and be happy. Who was saying that?
Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum.
Oh my gosh.
About 20 years ago. That's... Oh, by the way, Alex Jones was right again. Sorry. What?
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Agenda 2030. Am I not allowed to talk about that? Is that verboten on the
game? I just had never heard of it.
So what you're saying is the plan's working perfectly.
Well, I mean, we know more than we should.
True.
So that part of the plan, probably not so much, but... They got us by the throat, I don't think that it matters that we know that they're trying to strangle us.
Well, except in Florida, where they tried to strike down DeSantis, who's the biggest inside guy of all time, right? He was just, he was a shill for the Republican Party.
I mean, he was funded by George Soros.
Totally, totally.
I saw it on Instagram.
So DeSantis went on a warpath this week, and no one noticed, because what's funny is, this is how you know your podcast is full of crap. This is how you know your conservative line of information avoids this like the plague, okay?
Okay.
Is if anybody else would have done this, it would have been a big deal.
Hmm.
One, because it's a clubbing blow to the world, New World Order, to Democrats in general. It's a clubbing blow. So normally when they get clubbed, they go, and they get really sad about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both sides of the mainstream media, you know what I mean? Good old Ben Shapiro, send your kids to die in Jerusalem. No, no, no. Listen, he would be covering this if this fit his narrative. The problem is, Daddy DeSantis doesn't fit anybody's narrative, which I'm hoping he just starts his own party, but that's another story for another time.
Like, I don't know, what would we call it? The Florida
Alliance? Florida Alliance.
Wow. Same page.
Same. Same. God, yeah, that's good. Florida Alliance, I mean, that's got a ring to it. Anyways, Daddy DeSantis decides to go on a warpath. So you strike him down. He's been in the race for how many weeks? 4 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, maybe longer.
Okay, cool. First clubbing blow. He's already, like, pushed the fact that DEI is the stupidest thing of all time, because it's supposed to be with diversity, equity, inclusion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, which it's not. It literally is just anti-whiteism. That's all it is. It's,
oh, yeah.
I hate white people, so we're going to put an institution in place that literally makes it harder for white people to, I don't know, get into your school or get into positions at all. And we'll give them to people, I don't know. Have you heard of an example of a minority woman that should not be in the position that she's in?
You mean a global majority woman?
Yeah, global majority woman that shouldn't be in the position that she's in and has been caught doing fraudulent work over and over again. I'm trying to think. There's this Ivy League
school. I don't know what it is, but it sounds pretty gay.
Yeah, gay is her name.
What's Claudine her name? Gay.
Claudine Gay from Harvard, yeah. And she's a diversity, equity, inclusion hire. So DeSantis is against this because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what your color of your skin is. It should be the content of your character. But unfortunately, the guy who said that is pretty gay, too.
Well, he didn't have much character.
No, he didn't at all.
He was right, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, a broken clock can be right twice a day.
That's true.
It is right twice a day. Unless it's a digital clock, and then it just is off.
It just proves everything's fake and gay, man. Even when they're saying something true. But anyways.
I mean, humanity is pretty fake and gay.
It's true. Very true.
Yeah, that's why we need Jesus.
Amen.
Set us straight. Boom.
Bazing. So, you know, there's been legislation pushed through to get rid of DEI because it's the stupidest thing possible. And the other thing is a taxpayer, well, not a taxpayer because we don't pay Florida state tax, but anything that comes from the government or comes from the state of Florida to our universities, thank you, lots of the visitors that come here all the time, goes to programs like this. And, you know, the University of Florida, and gosh, this hurts really hard to say this. And Dusty, cover your ears. Cover your wife's ears, too, because I know she's a big fan, but go Gators!
Ugh.
I emphasize the gay part of it, okay? Gators, okay? But anyways, Florida Gators did something good. They got rid of their diversity, equity, inclusion. They fired every single employee that is a part of that department. Because it does nothing.
Yeah.
It does nothing. It's a $5 million, what would you even call
sinkhole?
That? Sinkhole. What else do you call that?
Racist abyss.
I'm trying to think of other words to describe it. It's like when people placate to the left for no real reward whatsoever. It's just because they feel guilty. They have like white guilt and stuff like that.
Sycophants?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Long story short is it was just a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
Just dumb.
And, you know, to be fair,
as
much as I hate the Gators, the University of Miami definitely has a DEI,
of course,
department, and they ain't getting rid of it anytime soon.
Well, of course, because it's Miami, man. You know what I mean? It's Miami.
Well, yeah.
I mean, but here's the thing. Florida's a very woke school. It's woke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's up there woke. for them to do this, I mean, it took some brass balls because they're going to get heat from the blue-haired lesbians. You know what I mean? Like, that this is wrong. But then the problem is...
Yeah, but, I mean, what people are finding out is that your blue-haired lesbians, the heat is just words, you know?
How much do they...
I mean, and they might get angry and start slapping, you know, and pretending like they're going to get armed and, like, do something. And, like, we saw Antifa do some stuff, but...
Cool.
You know, yeah.
You know what color universities care about the most? Green.
Green.
Yeah.
And orange.
Yeah.
Go Canes.
The blue-haired lesbian cat owner is not going to be donating. Well,
they're
much. Not.
They don't have any money.
That's exactly.
Because they sit on their duff and, you know, text on Instagram about how upset they are.
But you know what's funny is? Even the left's not talking about this. Because this is apocalyptic to the narrative. One, because if they announce this, then the other schools around the country are going to be like, wait a minute, we don't need to have a diverse equity inclusion. We don't need this crap. It's okay to get rid of that? Okay, sweet. It'll be a cavalcade of many people doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. But the left doesn't want to acknowledge it. One, because it'll let things happen. But the other thing, too, is if the left acknowledges it, then, oh, there's a Republican over there that actually does things. Like, Ron DeSantis, because, like, if you strike him down, he just gets 10 times stronger. Here's another fun one that DeSantis did. Yeah,
well,
did this
when
week.
You can't beat him, just stop talking about
him. Just don't talk about him. But we will hear the Kingsplaining podcast because we're
relationship out of give Trump. A darns.
By the way, Disney's final appeal got destroyed with Daddy DeSantis. They tried to sue DeSantis because he got rid of their special exemptions because they were suing the state of Florida and saying, hey, you can't just take away our crony capitalism. You just can't take away our special status. We're Disney.
You the government that gave us special status, just can't take it away.
Oh, no. Can't do that.
You never should have gotten in the first place.
Well, you know, and then you tried to be groomers, and guess what? You got slapped by Daddy DeSantis. So,
or, I mean, I can understand some measure of a limited time because we want you to thrive as a business in our state.
Yep.
I can understand that to a certain degree.
Sure.
But we're going on, 75 years now?
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Anyway. Disney World is it 100? No, 75. Disneyland's 100 years. But yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But here's the thing. Universal doesn't get that exemption.
No.
SeaWorld doesn't get that
exemption. They may have gotten some kind of tax breaks for like the first 5, 10 years or something like that.
I know Gatorland ain't getting that. Gatorland don't get that.
No.
You know? That fun spot. It's huge. They're not getting that either. No. You know? So what makes you special? Well, you don't have to up. You don't have to up. And then DeSantis smacked you and basically said, they've lost and we're moving forward. And what is DeSantis moving forward with? He's completely destroyed their special interests. And now they're going to be under the control of the government, or not the government, but the county. They have to adhere to county regulations because to this day, Disney never has had anybody inspect their monorail system. It's always been internal. And they just gave you the thumbs up like, yeah, everything's good. Cool.
And now, it might be. I mean, Disney does have high standards in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
Just not in their...
Yeah.
Not in their entertainment production.
Yeah.
These days.
Now, you know what's interesting, too, to me with this whole story? Now that it's finalized, Disney's completely lost to DeSantis. Have you noticed that, like, Big Con's not talking about this at all? Steven Crowder? I didn't hear a word about this from him. Didn't hear anything from Ben Shapiro. Didn't hear anything from, like, most of the Blaze, except for... Dace acknowledged it for 2 seconds. Didn't hear anything from the big talking heads about this. You know what I mean? Nikki Haley, who said that DeSantis was evil for doing this, she didn't even acknowledge this.
Hmm.
It's so strange. But again, she's paid off by the New World Order, but I'll leave that alone for right now. But my thing is this. No one's talking about this, man.
I wonder why.
It's strange, because then you would give the guy who's about to start the Florida Alliance airtime. And then you're going to point out the fact that the guy who, because here's the thing, if either side, you don't want to point out the guy that's actually a threat. Does that make sense? Yeah. It's like, I was just watching the show.
Well,
was that Disney show? It's about a bunch of Hispanics and it's this magical room or magical
House. Encanto?
Yeah, I watched that yesterday with the girls. There's a song like, we don't talk about Bruno. No. And then eventually it cracked and like Bruno shows up and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't wait for our government to crack and smash so like actual men can step in.
Yeah.
Like, we don't talk about DeSantis. No. It's just interesting to me that both sides won't talk about this guy.
Well, I mean, when he actually gets things done,
it exposes people.
It makes Trump look bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because he...
Oh, wait. He was on Disney's side with this altercation. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember
that. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you can't really call out that because it would make Trump look bad and Nikki Haley look bad. Because they were like, leave Disney alone. Leave Bud Light alone.
Well, for Trump's... To Trump, it's a business decision.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to do this to Disney, which drives, millions of people to Florida.
Sure.
The number one tourist destination in the world. And you know what, though? Still the number one tourist destination in the world.
That is strange. They just won't have a profit margin like they used to.
Yeah.
And they have to, like,
which they would use to keep pumping out
gay stuff.
Yeah, gay stuff. And fighting for more gay stuff.
Yeah.
Legislation, which... Are they a politics
company? No, they're not. Company? They're not.
No, they're an entertainment company.
So wait a minute. So
and we haven't been entertained for quite some time.
So wait a minute. You can be a Republican and actually be a real conservative. Smack woke things like the Florida Gators or Disney around and you can win?
You can.
Well, the death
by landslides.
Republicans or Democrats don't want to talk about that because then that would actually be a change. Mm. And we wouldn't want that to happen. Oh, sorry. I got one more thing about DeSantis.
Too much money to be made.
I got one more thing that they won't talk about because this really strikes at the heart of why they don't want to talk about DeSantis. DeSantis just signed into law that July 1st, all of the Jeffrey Epstein files that were made in Florida will be released to the public.
What?
Yeah, remember Jeffrey Epstein, the guy who, like, you know, he's connected to the CIA, to Mossad, and, you know, had basically pedophile files on everybody, including, you know, Bill Clinton, who we don't want to talk about, because we don't talk about Bill Clinton anymore. Have you noticed that? He just disappeared into the ether.
Yeah, who are you talking about again?
Bill Clinton. He used to be our president. Oh, Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, the saxophone guy.
Yeah. Saxophone guy. He ran like
He was so cool, right? Yeah. Wasn't he so cool?
I mean, he did run a drug ring in Arkansas, which is now confirmed, and stuff like that killed a lot of people.
Say that again?
What? Well, he was the governor of Arkansas, and he let drugs flow freely into his state. That's how two teenage boys got killed, and he got covered up by the government and stuff like that. That's where the Clinton body count thing started and stuff like that. Have you not heard of that one before?
Is that what Norm MacDonald was talking about when he was on The View?
Yes.
The first and only time he was on The View because, you know, he was speaking truth?
Well, it's like Ray Lewis, you know, like he killed somebody after the Super Bowl. Like nobody wants to talk about that anymore. It's like one of those weird things. Like you just don't talk about that stuff, you know?
Gotcha.
That would be weird, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
You don't want to make people uncomfortable with like the people that you look up to or like murderers and stuff like that.
Definitely don't want to wake people up to the idea that maybe their heroes are not so heroic.
And listen, and I'm saying this as a guy who bought the Bill Clinton book. I read the Bill Clinton book. Bill Clinton was my favorite politician until I realized what a scumbag he was. You know what I mean? Because his book didn't cover the fact that he was running drugs in Arkansas and killing people. I just didn't know that. You know what I mean? But then this internet thing happened, and then I was like, oh, snap. I was wrong about that dog, but then I was younger and stuff like that, and that's when everybody's a liberal, you know what I mean? So, I've been there.
I mean, I wasn't, but...
Well...
You know, I mean...
Kick rocks. No, I'm just kidding. I love you. No, but here's the thing.
But I was a Republican.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
We've all been there, right?
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. You strike down DeSantis, he destroys DEI, destroys Disney... And now he's going to release the Epstein list from the Florida angle, all the people that were in Florida. So in the next couple of months, people will magically delete themselves. And, you know, because you probably don't want that out there. Or the other thing I have to announce on the Kingsplaining podcast, DeSantis isn't suicidal at all. He's not. No. He did not kill himself. Mm-mm. He's just a dude. Now, you know, we'll see how powerful the people that are remaining here. But it's very interesting that nobody else will release the Epstein list. No one will. I have a question. Didn't Epstein get arrested during the Trump administration?
Yeah, he did.
And then he, like, quote-unquote killed himself, but not killed himself, that nobody bought during the Trump years?
Yeah.
Trump could have declassified all of that, correct?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you know what's funny is Ghislaine Maxwell got arrested during that time as well, correct?
Don't remember, but look that probably, up. Yeah.
Because Ghislaine Maxwell...
I think so, though, because they were, like, at the time, they're... during the Trump administration, there were a lot of crackdowns on pedophile rings and stuff like that.
But nobody released
just
anything.
Just news, every month of some pedophile ring in America being taken down. So,
which is a credit to Trump. I'll give him, props on that.
Yeah, yeah.
But he didn't release the list, which is strange. That's strange. Anybody think that's weird, too? Because Ghislaine Maxwell's in jail for giving kids to who?
Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah.
Oh.
And his associates.
So who are his associates?
Whoever's on that list. Whoever's in those files.
That's strange, but she's in jail and the people are not in jail that had sex with kids?
Well, they're not. Well, they're powerful people.
See. True. Well, the good news is the Florida Alliance governor himself, Ron DeSantis, is going to release that as well. So you strike the dude down and he's just... I think he's on fire, like, more than, I don't know, the airman that burned himself for Palestine this week, or, you know what I mean? He's in more in fuego than that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The boy's killing it right now. You strike him down, he gets more powerful, unlike the kid that burned himself to death
for Palestine. Man. That is the most insane story.
Like, did you know he's in a cult? That kid?
No, I don't know anything about him. Except that he was in the Navy, I think.
Yep.
And he...
That's strange.
Set himself on fire for nonsense.
Wait, so he was in the Navy after they did all the jab mandates to see who would comply? And they weeded out the people that would not comply?
Yeah.
Oh, that's who's in our military right now?
Pretty much.
People that will burn themselves for Palestine? That's who's in our military right now?
But when the government gets tyrannical, don't worry, the military is going to be on our side.
Oh, and then the cops will stop them.
Yeah.
Gosh. So, support the blue, no matter who!
If they're not setting themselves on fire to free Palestine.
Back the troops, no matter what!
Like, what kind of insanity?
Well, Aaron Bushnell, who burned himself in front of an Israeli embassy... on Sunday, let's see, he's 25, and he was in a cult. Let's take a look. He was in a cult for how many years? Bushnell was raised in a religious compound in Orleans. So it's funny is they will not say what religion it was. I wonder why.
Usually when the words religious and compound are used in the same sentence, it's... Not great.
Because it looks like, let's see, it's called the Community of Jesus, usually when Jesus is in the name of the cult, it has nothing to do with Jesus.
Oh, of course not.
It's like, what's that one? It's the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints. Have you heard of that one before? Yeah. Oh, interesting, cool. Yeah. So long story short, he was in a, fun times. He was in, who attended Ontario. Oh, he's Canadian, too. That's interesting. This kid wasn't even American, bro. Look at this up. Hold on. So this guy was in, he might have been American. He went to a Canadian.
University?
No, he stayed in this Community of Jesus in Canada. So. So he was an actual American. Okay, so I won't throw him under the bus. I won't play into the idea that they're just bringing in all these military aged guys to replace us, because that would be the great replacement theory, and you can't say that nowadays. But I digress. So our boy lights himself on fire for Palestine, man. For Palestine. It's very American of him, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I saw some guy had tattooed his name on his face.
This guy's name?
This guy's name on his face. In solidarity. Because he's like a hero. Like, this, what? I mean, he is obviously unwell.
Well, I mean, well, the guy was in a cult.
Yeah.
You don't just switch that off.
No, and you don't just kill yourself in the most brutal way possible.
But they'll remember you forever now, bro. They'll remember you forever. What was the guy's name again?
I mean, Aaron Bushnell.
Yeah. What? Who?
Aaron Bushnell.
Will we even remember that 2 months from now?
No, we won't. Huh. But, interesting. But that's the delusion.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure there's 75 versions waiting for him right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
No. He's probably in hell right now. Well, he's definitely in hell, but that, I leave that alone for now. But it is what it is. Maybe he'll just high-five, Lord Rothschild that just died this week as well, man. Maybe he'll high-five him.
Yeah, I did see that. You mean... Mr. Burns?
Mr. Burns himself is burning in hell right next to our boy Bushnell. Ern Bushnell?
Yeah.
Who killed himself for Palestine?
What does that even, like...
You know what I'm saying? Is it America?
No.
Are either one of those fighting factions have anything to do with what's happening in Florida to me?
And the thing is, like, you're an American soldier.
Yeah.
Right?
Take a few steps back.
Okay.
We don't really have American soldiers. We have extensions of the New World Order now at this point.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that to denigrate people that are in the military.
Mm-hmm.
I respect you. I respect your sacrifice and so on and so forth. But you got to admit, there is a weird wackadoodle group of these people that are being brought into the military because recruitment numbers are dog piss. Let's get real.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to think about
nobody
this.
Trusts.
Well, contrast 9/11. Everybody believed the narrative in 9/11. How many people said, I joined the military after 9/11?
Yeah.
Oh, that includes Ron DeSantis. Wait, he did that too, didn't he?
Hmm.
He answered the call. Like, when we were told that our country was being attacked by terrorists, even though it was an inside job again too, everybody answered the call. They did.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those guys are like, man, I went to Iraq thinking I was saving my country, and then I just was a New World Order terrorist. So, sweet. And again, I respect people that get in the military, but this is your new military. They're not American soldiers, bro. These are extensions of the New World Order. Yeah. And when you start seeing people that were never born here magically showing up in our troops, in our military,
mm-hmm.
guess who they're going to turn against us?
Yeah, they're basically just UN.
Yeah.
You know, peacekeeping force.
Oh, you mean World Economic Forum?
Yeah.
Sorry, New World Order. Illuminati.
Yeah. Gotcha. They should probably just, you know, transfer to the base on Mount Hermon and... you know, do whatever.
We don't talk about Hermon. No, no, no. That might get too weird, man, because then people will, like, read about Mount Hermon and the significance and that the Transfiguration happened there for a reason against the Watchers. But we don't want to go down there. That's another story for another time. Totally. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Like, this crowd that we're talking to is a very intelligent one, but we don't want to light them on fire for Palestine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't want to scare them off too fast.
See, I just want to know what he thinks, like, why, what is the political statement, like,
if I burn myself,
we're not at war with, I guess because we support Israel, because we send financial aid to Israel.
We send financial aid to both sides.
Yeah, I know.
Of this conflict.
I know.
But if you burn yourself, you'll get Instagram clout and TikTok clout. And because, listen, I know that Benjamin Netanyahu and the head of the Palestinians are looking at TikTok every day, looking for that lesbian, blue-haired cat girl to say, stop it, guys! And they're like, you know what?
She's right.
You know. Right. I almost said something really inappropriate. I'm trying to think of a nicer way to saying this. Scissors McGee 69 said, listen, we need you to stop. And it got liked by... I'm trying so hard to be... Jesus, forgive me. Okay, Jesus, forgive me. Anyways, the fake and gay brigade think they have some form of impact on any of this.
Yeah.
They don't care about you. The Palestinians will kill you because you're an American.
Yeah.
The Jews will kill you because you're an American.
But they do both.
Huh?
But I'm an ally.
No, they don't care.
They don't care. This is the BLM shop owners.
Oh yeah.
Who were like putting up signs like we're
allies.
We're with you. Why? Please don't destroy our business. They don't care about you.
But that's not what my college professor said. Yeah. That's not what TikTok said.
But BLM isn't about black rights. It's about Bolshevik revolution.
Run by lesbian women.
Yeah.
That stole $96 million from you. And they're laughing all the way to the bank right now.
Mm-hmm.
So funny. Silly white liberal women. Anyways, my point is this.
Affluent white female liberals. Awfuls.
And no offense, I'm not dissing this guy, but most people under 30 right now are the most effeminate men of all time. There you go. 25-year-old's like, I'm going to burn myself and save Palestine. Oh, hey, Rothschilds, how you guys doing? Like, literally.
And like, you can say, like, you know, I mean, burning yourself is pretty metal, you know. But like, at the end of the day, he's just mentally ill.
What's metal is burning your enemies. That's what's metal. Burning yourself is...
What is best in life?
To crush your enemies. See them driven before you and hear the lamentation of your women. That is what's metal.
Yeah.
What is best, Conan? It's such an awesome movie. I'm sorry. It's such a good movie. That's the thing. It's like Arnold's such a douche politically.
Yeah.
He's such a liar. Like, I watched his new documentary. He just lied the whole time. And he even kind of admits it. He's like, yeah, it was a schmaz. Like a German phrase for, like, lying and fibbing. It's a schmaz. Because, like, people don't realize, like, Hollywood's completely fake. It's completely gay. It's completely fake.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, like, pro sports, completely fake. Completely gay.
I was watching a thing about his bodybuilding accolades and how that they were all fake and gay.
Yeah,
well, he wasn't really the best bodybuilder of his time.
1980? If you go back and watch... His 80s, like even people admit it to this day, 1980s Mr. Olympia, watch him versus the lineup. He looks like dog trash. Mm. That's why people love, what's his face? Mike Meltzer and the other guy who really should have won that was a Platts. The biggest legs you've ever seen on a human being ever should have won that. And they didn't. They didn't. He won, and then the next year, Franco Colombo wins, and Franco Colombo was not even the best guy on that stage, but Franco Colombo's best friends with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So it's like, dude, it's like, that's the thing.
Yeah, there were political machinations to keep people out, and...
Yes.
Yeah, it was...
Serge Olivia is...
Apparently Weider was a complete douchebag.
Oh, he was doing... It's weird, he had like a casting couch for bodybuilders. Oh, like, gross. If you took care of him, you got promoted, so...
Gross.
It's a fact. It's like a literal fact. And guess what? That's what... I'm going to leave it alone. Definitely don't want to bring up Joe Weider's back.
Sucks, too, because, you know, it's like... He was the Terminator, you know?
I know. And listen, you will do
He's
whatever...
He's the man who survived the Predator.
You will do whatever it takes.
But that's... It's just entertainment.
That's what it is, man.
It's not real. Rainbow Land is fictitious place.
I don't want to go to Rainbow Land. You can't make me.
It's not real. It's a fiction.
but this is where I land too, like on our politics at this point. It's like, okay, like so I'm actually watching a politician lay waste to the things that conservatives pretend.
Yeah.
That
they're something against. Actually real.
Yeah, like we're getting Epstein finally exposed. Interesting Trump didn't do it. We're finally getting Disney to kind of, you know, put in their place. Interesting Trump didn't do that. We're getting freaking DEI to start dying in America. Interesting, Trump's not doing it. No one's talking about it because that would concede the point that things can actually be done in the political system. But then you got to have the reality that most of the political system is completely pointless and stupid. Like, for example, Mitch McConnell is finally retiring. He's finally retiring as the head.
Oh, really?
You didn't see that?
No, I did not.
Mitch, good old Glitch McConnell, finally said, you know what, listen, I'm retiring from the Senate. Not till November, you know, got to wait and make sure, got to make sure I harpoon the Republicans, you know, because we can't really do damage in these elections. But I'm giving up my post, finally.
To who?
It'll just be another glitch, some form or fashion. It'll be another boomer who's bought and sold, who they've got some grooming or gay sex tape of that they can control. It's really that simple. That's all this is. But that's what we have to look forward to. That's why I'm sitting there like, okay, from a political standpoint, even if I vote harder, these are the people that are in charge because we're being judged. It is what it is. And I'll stand by my statement.
Well, and we need to stop looking to the federal government for anything anyway.
It's got to be state. And that's why, notice...
brought to its knees.
Notice that we've talked about DeSantis much more than any of the federal figures that are there. Mm-hmm. Think about this. Any of the boomers that are about to pass away and die, we've talked about DeSantis. Because we want our viewers to understand that this can be done at the state level if you put the right people in place. But then you got to believe that your vote counts. Mm-hmm. I actually believe my vote counts in Florida because guess what? We shored up to make sure the votes counted in Florida, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else wanted to do that the rest of the way, and we still don't want to do that from a federal standpoint because, you know, every Trumpster right now is like, oh, the election was rigged in 2020. What have you done about it since?
Arizona.
Nothing, but this time the polls. I don't give a rat's ass about your polls. Give me results. Give me results. Give me results. I could tell my wife till I'm blue in the face that I love her. I love you, baby. You're amazing. You're awesome. Oh, my gosh. But if I don't do the things that it takes to be a good husband, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you don't.
It means nothing. But the polls! But he said he loved her! It doesn't matter unless you execute. It doesn't matter. And that's why, guess what? People are like, oh, you're such a DeSantis fanboy. Yeah, when he's doing the right thing. And on this podcast, we give him a hard time when he locked us down for freaking 4 weeks. You remember that? I remember that.
Of course they don't. They weren't listening.
Yeah. Go back. Listen to the plausible fool. Wait, you can't because YouTube kicked us off because we called out the coronavirus. But that's another story for another time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, but I want to point and highlight all these things because at the end of the day, like, should I save this for my final thought?
I mean.
You ready to read
it? Unless you have another one in the chamber.
I've always got bullets in the chamber. I just don't know how many bullets I can spray without, you know, I don't want to kill any innocent people. You know what I mean? I just want to kill the wolves. You know what I mean? I want to kill the wolves and wake up the sheep. I want to fire the gun and the sheep is like, gun went off. And I want the wolf to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to do. I'm trying to be like my Lord and Savior, okay?
It's good thing to emulate.
So, I'll just go into it. I must be getting old. It must be this thing about getting closer to 40 that you start, like, your give a darn is really broken at this point. Like, you just don't care anymore.
Mm.
Like, things that you've thought for a long time, you just say them, and, like, unabashedly, and it rattles people. Like, you'll appreciate this. So Violet's learning the, what was she learning in school? It was the layers of the earth. And you know what? You know what I did. I was like, really, baby? Hey, how deep have we gone into the earth? I don't know, Daddy. No. We Googled it. 7 miles, 12 kilometers. Hey, next time your teacher talks about it, just ask her. And she may not know. Ask her how deep we've been in the earth. You know now it's 7 miles. And then just ask her, how do we know what layer's next? And how do we know that the core is a liquid nickel, magma, blah. How do we know that? How do we know? And you could see my little daughter's brain like, oh, crap. And I was like, listen, I don't think your teacher's lying to you. She just may not know. Like, that's not something she's going to sit and invest in. She just assumes because it's being told her that it's true, right? You know what I mean? And we do this a lot. And I tend to do this a lot. Especially now that I'm old. I don't care. I'm just going to say things. And it might upset your beliefs. It might offend your treasured memories and blah, 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 blah. But I'm listening to podcasts this week because I was getting sick of political podcasts. I'll be honest with you. So I kept looking through. And I finally landed on a sports podcast. And for 20 minutes, this guy goes on a rant about LeBron James might be on performance-enhancing drugs. And immediately my eye...
I'm sorry. I fall asleep there?
Here's this is my thought process. I don't care if you know that I'm a nerd at this point. I don't care if anybody knows I'm a nerd. I'm very proud of my Lego wall. I literally told bank CEOs 2 weeks ago, I have Legos on my wall. And they're like, that's kind of cool. And I'm sure they judge me about it. But I also talk that sports ball with them too because I'm an athlete. You know, I've been in that world. sports fan, you're just as big of a nerd as video game guy. You are.
For sure.
You're just as nerdy as Star Trek guy, and I'm talking about you, Dusty.
If you can spout out statistics and all that stuff, you know, it's numbers and...
No.
And that's nerd as all get out. It's just involving a physical activity.
But you know what
it's makes... the same as Dusty knowing about the different classifications of the... of the, you know, the different starships in the Federation and all that, you know?
And we love you, Dusty, for knowing that. Dusty! But anyways, like... But here's what's the kicker. Dusty knows that Star Trek's not real.
Mm.
Now, I'm still working on him with NASA, but that's another story for another time. But he knows that Star Trek's not real.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both know a video game's not real. It's not real. My comic book's not real. Just had that conversation with Violet today, too. A lot of this circulates around Violet. Sports guy still hasn't figured out. It's not real. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
I think I sent you the John Cena clip where he was like calling out the NBA, like, you do the same thing we do.
Mm.
You literally do the same thing that we do. You had a team that had no business.
Suck up to China?
Yeah.
My bad.
It's true. It's true. And anyhow, I mean, it's true. But they do the same thing.
Yeah.
The difference is we know it's scripted. Yep. We know. The problem is sports guy still thinks that the NFL is legit. I'm a Bengals fan. I love the Bengals. I have it on my freaking wall. Why do I love the Bengals? I love the Houdini Nation. I love the chant. I love the colors. I love the team. I love the guys that are out there doing their thing. But I know when it's playoff time, it's already been bought, paid for, and written. I know. I get it. They trolled us at the beginning of the season with the NFL script commercial. Okay? Yeah. They're shoving it in your face.
I saw an Instagram clip, you know, and again, it's... Instagram, so who knows if it's true, but supposedly in the past 3 Super Bowls, there were 0 offensive holding calls.
None.
For the Kansas City Chiefs.
That is strange. It's almost like they were propped up because I watched it happen in front of me. I watched the Bengals, who are better team, lose to the Chiefs. I'm like, how? Oh, Patrick Mahomes is the State Farm guy. State Farm's got to make that money, man.
Yeah.
They pay the NFL a lot to have Patrick Mahomes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to keep that money churning.
Mm-hmm.
And then they added Taylor Swift this year. How obvious is that? I'm not going to jump on the, Taylor Swift was a psyop so that you'd vote Democrat. No. They needed more eyeballs to make more money. Guess who doesn't watch the NFL as much as men? Women. How do you pull women in? Is Taylor Swift going to be there?
One of my favorite shirts from this... This meme shirt site said, my favorite team is Taylor Swift's boyfriend's team.
And here's the deal.
Or biggest fan of Taylor Swift's boyfriend's team.
And as I say that, people will be like, oh, you're such a hypocrite. You still watch it. I still watch wrestling. I love wrestling. I love wrestling. I know it's fake. I know it is. But I love seeing L.A. Knight do his thing. I miss Bray Wyatt. I was broken up. When Bray Wyatt died, I was like, mother trucker. Like, that was a great character. Great dude. I love the Bengals. I love the scrappy character from Cincinnati. Who has no chance of winning. Okay? I get it. I'm there. I like the stories. But when you're a grown man and you're whining about rigged sports, professional sports, I'm saying professional. I won't throw in college sports yet. The word is yet. I won't throw that in there yet. But professional sports is still entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're freaking out, he's like, oh, man, they need to investigate. No, listen to this. They need to investigate LeBron James. The federal government needs to investigate this. Why? Does the federal government should have never investigated Vince McMahon when the steroid thing happened. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's entertainment, bro.
I was watching, my wife and I have been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine again. Yeah. It's a funny show. There's, you know, elements of it that I don't agree with, sure. But they do it in a non-abrasive, sure. In-your-face way. Just a, I don't know,
check the box. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, there's elements of it where it's like they're normalizing things, you know, which I don't like. But overall, that's not the point of everything.
Yeah.
The point of it is to actually be funny, and it's very funny.
Yep.
They're doing an episode where Terry Crews' character is being brought in on this drug bust, And Jake Peralta, the main character, is afraid for him because he didn't understand. Like, for a while, Sergeant Jeffords, was too afraid to go into the field because he had just had kids. And so he was, like, worried about them losing their father, right? And he was able to, you know, snap out of that. And now he's ready to get in the game. But then Jake goes over to his house, sees his girls, and is like, I can't do this to him. You know, those girls need a father, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's what the comedy is all centered around. But the drug bust, they needed Jeffords. They need Terry Crews because he's huge. And it was a steroids drug bust. And I'm like, what is illegal? Why is this illegal?
Well, that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
Go watch the documentary Bigger, Stronger, Faster. But I'll leave that alone for now. But again, that was George Bush. Yeah. Good job, Bushes. But yeah. Okay. So here's my thing. When I see sports ball guy getting really pissed off that LeBron James could be taking roids, it's like an open secret. My first question is, do you get mad at reality TV stars when they get boob jobs? The answer for 99% no straight man does.
Yeah.
But no one gives a rat's ass if a celebrity reality TV star gets a boob job. You know why? Because it's fake.
Yeah.
But reality TV show, it's got producers. What are you producing? It has writers. What are you writing?
Yeah.
Listen, I love me some Duck Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think they're in shenanigans every single day like that? Every day?
Yeah.
They have shenanigans like that every single day?
Mm-hmm.
For real? They admit that it's scripted. They know it's scripted.
Yeah.
They're entertainers. They're
producing entertainment.
If the Real Housewives...
And you know what? When reality TV first came out, there probably was a lot that was real. And notice it was all centered around game shows.
Yeah.
Right? But then they realized it... Well, people started getting bored. Because reality isn't as entertaining as entertainment.
No. Stop.
If you want that money, better entertain people.
Wait, you should. So you can't have blowouts in the Super Bowl. You got to make sure it always hits the
betting line. Yeah, when it's a blowout, people stop watching.
Yeah, crazy. But here's my point. No one gets pissed off at boob jobs and like. Here's the deal. Do you really think that Tom Cruise has been natty his entire life to keep a physique? How old is that dude now? Almost 70 years old. Get out of here. Do you really think Zac Efron is that jacked naturally? Natty? I watched High School Musical, okay?
Yeah, I mean, he trained really hard.
Do you think Dwayne The Rock Johnson only took steroids once? Stop it. Stop it. You're not an idiot. It's entertainment. I mean, and you know what? You don't care.
Okay, well, I would say, he's old, so he's older, so testosterone does drop.
Sure.
But
how old are you?
He is also black and Samoan, so.
But
that,
still.
That also helps.
It does, but how many black Samoan guys you look that look just like that dude at that age? No,
and they're not that.
The answer is zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
It's more like Rikishi and less like The Rock.
Exactly. So my point is this.
Well, and even The Rock in his prime wasn't nearly as cut.
No.
Yeah.
No. Listen, at the end of the day, it's entertainment. Nobody cares. No one cares that Arnold took steroids. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I'm still laughing at the State Farm commercial where he can't say, like a good neighbor, okay? I know. It's fake. I know he's full of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible politician. Didn't stay faithful to his Kennedy wife, which kind of makes sense because that's New World Order. He wants to
F your freedoms for some reason.
Screw your freedoms. Trust me. Listen, I don't look to this guy for reality. I look for him for escapism because it's entertainment and it's not real. You do the same thing, sports guy, but the difference is you don't know it's not legit. There's betting in sports. There's a vested interest in controlling the outcome of these sports. You don't think that's happening? Stop. This is why the Kansas City Chiefs are fielding questions about things being rigged. They haven't had to deal with this because eventually your eyes can only lie to you for so long. And there's this thing called the internet, and there's people like, hey, isn't that weird that he didn't go for the ball right there? Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that strange? They didn't call that penalty right there? Isn't that strange? I mean, the
guy had him in a half, in a full Nelson.
And they didn't call that? Isn't that strange?
That's weird.
But you're sitting there pretending that the NFL's any different than the WWE? I've got...
Well, the ref took a bump.
I've got Oceanside property in Kansas for you that I'd love to sell you. I've got this safe and effective COVID jab that will definitely take away all your ills and pain. Like, seriously, at this point, like, let's just accept the reality. And I can accept that reality. I've been to WrestleMania. I've been to Royal Rumble. I've been to NFL games. And I view them all the same way. It's super entertaining and it's fun to be a part of. March Madness. I'm about to watch March Madness. I still think college might be real. Who knows? I worked in it. Who knows at this point? I may have worked in a fictitious world myself. I don't know that. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I'm smart enough to realize that if it's professional, anything. Have you noticed that amateur wrestling is like real wrestling? Mm-hmm. And professional wrestling isn't real? Yeah. Has anyone put that together with other sports? It's like, wait a minute. You think it stops with wrestling? Wrestling is one of the oldest sports in history. Mm. It's been around since the original Olympian days. Come on, bruh. Come on, bruh. Figure it out. Nobody cares that you're my whole point is no one cares that a almost 40-year-old athlete wants to continue entertaining you. And the way he's doing
for
that is
millions
by
and millions of millions dollars. Millions of dollars
by taking roids. How did that affect you? Where did LeBron touch you? And I don't even like LeBron James, but where did he touch you on the mannequin? Like, come on.
Well, the thing is,
it's all fake. It's all fake and gay.
Yes. Well, no. What he's really lamenting is the loss of the true sportsmanship. You know, I mean,
sportsmanship dies after college sports. And probably now the NIL money's in college. Your major stuff still could be rigged, man. There's powerful things in there.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was definitely stuff about this last. NCAA playoffs and
Florida State not getting in. Dude, there's so many.
Because Florida State doesn't, isn't going to draw as many eyes.
Of course. And it's Saban's last year. We know that Saban's not coming back. We got to make sure Saban's in the picture. Mm-hmm. Got to make sure he's in the picture. Wait, the picture? He's going to be in the movie, the show, the entertainment. Did I just say entertainment?
Yeah.
Shut up. That's strange. Mm-hmm. So that's my final thought.
Pay attention. You're upset about their lament because you lamented a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, duh, I've been here this whole time. But they need their time to grieve.
I know. And I get it. I remember when I realized that wrestling was fake. Mm-hmm. And I watched wrestling the next week because I had to see what Ted DiBiase was going to do to the Hulkster. Okay?
Yeah.
I had to see if he really bought off that ref, and there was two refs that screwed over Hogan, okay? I remember those days. I remember when I realized, like, oh, yeah, Ric Flair's not. So, like, Ric Flair really isn't holding the belt. he's just the guy that makes everybody else look good. I really like this still. I think it's awesome. And I realized that as a kid. And I spent the most money I've spent on a single ticket was at WrestleMania, okay? Mm. It was a lot of money. My wife still talks about it to this day.
About how much money it was or about how fun awesome it was?
How awesome it was. We don't even talk about the money anymore because it was a great experience.
I want to go to a WrestleMania. I want to sit ringside at a WrestleMania someday. I don't think it'll ever happen, but I can't imagine having that much disposable income. But
I liked Royal Rumble better, to be honest with you. Yeah. WrestleMania was cool, but I went when it was just one day. It was just one show, so now it's like 2 days, so... But Royal Rumble to me is way better. It's more entertaining. I went when AJ Styles came. Mm. So I lost. I had my NWO shirt or my Bullet Club shirt. I was ready to rock. I was like, AJ Styles! Can AJ Styles really beat somebody up? No. I could beat up AJ Styles. I could beat up 99% of the wrestlers that I run into. But guess what? It's entertaining as heck. I love it. I love it. But I know it's not real. I love Joe Burrow and the Bengals, but I know they pay him enough. He'll throw an interception if he needs to. Okay, I know how this works, and that's okay. I just we've got to get over it. And if we're sitting there thinking, oh, there's sports cheating and sport, you're more pissed off that LeBron's taking steroids than ballot harvesting's happening in your country right now. Think about that, sports guy.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. LeBron has nothing to do with how much money you make or what you do, but you're letting a senile man that's not in control of things dictate what's going on. But you're more pissed off about steroids because God forbid we let men be more like men.
I feel like we owe Pete Rose and 100%. Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire all these guys. Apologies.
All these guys. Well, it's like, I'll give you an example.
And freaking,
here's
why. What's his face? The cyclist.
Lance Armstrong?
There you go.
Everybody doped in biking.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Everyone did.
This was the Europeans pissed off that this American was dominating them at their own game.
Oh, wait. He figured out how to do EPO better than us? Dang it. What an a-hole.
And he's American. I hate him.
Like, Reggie Bush doesn't have his Heisman trophy.
Europeans don't like us.
I know. Reggie Bush doesn't have his Heisman because he got paid money, and they never proved it. But now kids get millions. They get kids in college make more than professional athletes now do with NIL money. He doesn't have his deal. Pete Rose literally got banned from baseball for betting. Guys are betting on their own games now. Sports betting is prolific. I can't even say it right. It's all over sports right now. Sports betting.
Oh, I mean, all over the airwaves in Florida is because is the announcement that sports betting is legal in Florida.
It's legal. But Pete Rose isn't in the... Stop. Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa saved Major League Baseball. No one gave a rat's butt about Major League Baseball until they started dropping bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cared. But guess what? Everybody's watching freaking Cardinals and Cubs. The home run race. Mm-hmm. And I'm a Barry Bonds guy, so I'm already the bad guy as it is. So it is what it is. Barry Bonds smacking 750. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Crushing bombs. Loved it. Mm-hmm. I watched him hit two home runs in San Francisco. I was like, this is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I was there with my ex-girlfriend, and I'm sitting there like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And it's entertaining. Yeah. It's entertaining, man. And it may be rigged. He may have got the perfect pitches that he could smack out of the yard. I doubt it, but who knows? But last time I checked, a bottle of testosterone can't pick up a bat and smack it out of the park. Last time I checked.
Now, I'm okay with the asterisk. You know, I don't think that Hank Aaron was on test, you know?
but that's the thing. I don't think Hammer and Hank was on the test. I agree with you, but who knows? I mean.
But who knows, you know? I mean, I agree. Who knows?
Cocaine's a performance enhancement too, my friend. I mean, it is. Yeah. It will get you right. It'll slow things down real fast for you. So you can smack balls. But I digress. I'll leave it alone for now.
But they also weren't throwing, you know, 102 mile per hour fastballs.
But what's baseball called? America's pastime?
Yeah.
Pastime meaning it's entertainment.
Yeah.
Because sports, guys, is entertainment. And I'm saying this as a recovering Division I athlete, Division I coach, and resident of Ohio. Because in Ohio, sports are God. I will admit that. I was raised in the sports is God cult, okay?
Well, yeah.
I was raised in it.
It's not... The ultimate deal is that sports is not as important as we make it to be.
It's not.
It's useful. It has value.
Yep.
Is it everything?
Well, but here's the other thing. It's not everything. And when you get to the professional level, what's the purpose of professional sports? What is the purpose?
It's entirely entertainment. That's why they make millions.
But even deeper than entertainment, it's a money-making entity. Yeah, it's profit. Business.
Yes.
They want the most entertaining thing in front of you so that you will spend as much money as possible, keep your eyeballs on there as much as possible. You think that they're going to give you a boring product? They're going to make sure it's the most entertaining, most amazing wrestling match. I mean, sorry, football game that you've ever seen in your entire life. It's real simple. They got heels. Yeah. They got faces.
I mean, and to put the point, to hit the nail on the head.
Hit it.
You mentioned blowouts in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think the people who paid millions of dollars, the companies that paid millions of dollars to have their Super Bowl spot, feel when the numbers drop in the fourth quarter precipitously because the game is a blowout?
We landed on the moon, Whaley. Leave me alone. We landed on the moon, even though this is a historic landing of the moon last week of the whatever it was. But somehow there was a camera there to take a picture of it, even though it's CGI. Leave me alone. I just want my moon landing. Leave me alone. I'm spinning. Just leave me alone, Whaley. All
right.
Leave my world alone.
Okay.
I just want Neil Armstrong to be my hero. Buzz Aldrin, leave me alone. Sorry. Too soon?
I don't know how to feel about it, to be honest with you.
Sorry. But that's another story for another time. You know, I can explain to you that.
Indeed. Yeah, that was episode one.
Leave my moon landing alone. I'm with you, man. What's your final thought, bro?
It's a great question.
A deep question, some might say. What you got, dog? Oh my gosh.
I'm still blown away by this guy setting himself on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Tibetan monk who set himself on fire in, what, the 70s or 80s or yep. whatever? He was actually, you know, protesting something that was happening in his own country.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He was yep. at least doing that. It was still insane.
Yep.
You know, but, well, I mean, I guess not so much when you believe in the karmic cycle. That, you know, probably by doing this that he'd, you know, increase his lot in life in the next life.
Yeah, man.
Still, you know, sadly, tragic that, you know, none of that was true. But, yeah, that, it's just, and then the hero worship for him, for this, but I mean, for somebody, though? What?
But who's giving him hero worship?
Yeah, no, I understand. They're, but it's just the levels of insanity rife through our culture.
Yeah.
You know? We're, like, this is what Rainbow Land does to people.
Clown rolls Rainbow Land.
Yeah, it? Yeah. I think from now on it's Rainbow Land here.
I mean, it's pretty famous.
In the Rube, so. I mean, the Rube Empire is at war with Rainbow Land.
It is, that's true.
Like, it's...
Because here's what's amazing to me. Even the people that would give this guy... So, we've already established the Jews and Palestinians do not care about this guy.
No.
So the liberal white...
It probably didn't, I mean...
The liberal white lesbian woman that's giving this guy praise, would they even give this man the time of day if he wouldn't have done this?
No, because he's...
Well, it goes back
they're
to...
They're lesbians. So.
Well, it goes back to a deeper principle. Liberals don't really love men until they destroy themselves. Think about that. Yeah, like, they didn't give a rat's behind about George Floyd until he fentanyl overdosed and it was used in a way to attack the police. Even the police, you know... That's another story for another time. But my point is this. They don't care about you. They give you memorials when you kill yourself. And that's the message that the liberals will give men. Mm. We don't see value in you until you kill yourself. Which is amazing to me. So it should be a wake-up call to men in general. Quit placating to these douchebags. Why would you do that? They don't care about you. They didn't care about this guy before.
No.
Because all they would have seen is a white dude in the military uniform. Mm-hmm. So they would have immediately thought this guy's the bad guy. Now, he proved himself being the bad guy by burning himself for Palestine. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, but they don't think of themselves as the bad guy.
No.
Of course. I mean, nobody does.
No, of course not. I mean, we've all had our villain arcs, you know what I mean? And I might be in my 6-year run with this.
but yeah, we're it. Yeah, I mean, I was watching Sargon of Akkad.
I wish you would come
Carl Benjamin talking about what's happened to men in the West mm-hmm. and how he's like, we just don't remember what it was like for women. You know, like you look at the highly deferential Victorian era, you know, where men were extremely deferential to women and protected them. You know, I mean, that was the way.
Yep.
But it's because that they remembered how terrible it was, you know,
how their moms were treated.
Yeah. Like, this was the victory of Western civilization, that this was not, you know, that we were coming into a world where women didn't have to necessarily be afraid.
Yep.
You know, And a lot of that is, you know, Jesus Christ.
I thought the Victorian age were they were Islamic Muslims.
No.
Mormons?
No.
Oh, Mormons didn't exist back then.
No,
right?
They didn't.
That inception didn't show up. Jehovah's Witnesses?
No, same deal.
Definitely Hindu, because brown people were way smarter.
No.
Shinto, Buddhism.
Yeah, still not good with women.
That's strange.
Yeah.
So is this,
anyway.
Yeah.
No need evil, to look further into that.
Those evil Christians.
Yeah.
The Crusades.
But that that was a victory, but we now live in generations since then. You know, we don't
Rainbow World.
Nobody remembers how truly abysmal it can be. Mm-hmm. You know. And so women aren't afraid. And that's good, except that we're a fallen man. You know, and he doesn't put it this way, but we're a fallen man, and so they want their equality.
Well, I mean, they're so not afraid that three women Supreme Court justices literally said it was illegal to defend the border, which is tragically led to multiple deaths this week by illegal immigrants, a 2-year-old, couple women, and a few assaults just this week. Just this week.
Well, they're still talking about that girl, Laken Riley, I think.
Yeah.
Except, you know, nobody with any kind of real power to change things. But,
you know, because here's what's interesting is, to your point, women don't remember what it was like to be dangerous. So they will do stupid things like, you know what, I'm going to vote Democrat and make sure that there's no border so that people who don't give a rat's ass about me that aren't from Western civilization will come in and break my head in half.
Yeah. Well, see, like, the thing is, so they've said, we don't need you, men, to do this thing anymore.
Yeah.
And so men are like, okay, if you don't need me, then I'm not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. I'll just play video games, and I love video games, but you don't need me, and the only reason that men in many ways the only reason that men do anything is for the approval of women.
It's true,
you know, so
which isn't necessarily a bad thing because it will drive you
because we need each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then what you see is this guy burning himself alive. Yeah. Why? For the approval of women. This is how we have to get our approval now. Because women don't want you to be strong and in charge and protecting.
They just want you to die. Not protecting them, but just die.
Yeah. Be useless. Be an ally. You know? Be dead.
Yeah. I mean, so it's... What was interesting to me is, so you have a lot of Democrats that still are like free Palestine, blah, 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 cool. What's moved the needle on that whole altercation with Israel? In any normal American, what's moved the needle for this, for anybody? Nothing.
Yeah.
Because in all reality, if we were still in the climate of the early 2000s, we'd be gung-ho and shooting up Palestinians right now. We'd be in Ukraine right now, which is interesting because a lot of the people are being deployed by the border, so they're preparing for that. So I think old Joe's waiting for his re-election to... See, they wanted me to go to Ukraine. Well, not him, his allies that are... Not his handlers? His nurses? Is that what you call them? Nurses' aides? But the thing is, this is like... This has gotten trolled more than it's been praised. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this guy can see what's happening from hell, like, he's like, literally, like, imagine burning in hell after you just burned yourself alive. Your last thought of being in the nicest place you're going to be if you're going to hell is burning yourself. And now you're just burning forever. Think that through. And you did it for a blue-haired Karen that won't love you as much as she loves her cats. Like, think that through. What a waste.
For approval. For, you know.
No, thanks.
To make a difference.
You're so misogynistic for pointing that out.
You didn't do anything.
You're so sexist. Listen, the Palestinians are watching that right now. They're like, thank you for the solidarity. And the Jews keep bombing them. So,
no, I mean, they're trampling each other to get the foreign aid that,
yeah.
That gets dropped into the mm-hmm. strip before Hamas takes it all and yeah. uses it for their own ends.
Yeah.
That's what they're worried about.
But we got to get involved, man. We got to police the world somehow. You know what I mean? That's our job.
It's not. It's not.
All right. Here's my verse, man. Poignant verse for the day. Because I have sinned against him, I must endure the Lord's fury until he champions my cause and establishes justice for me. He will bring me into the light. I will see his salvation. Because I have sinned against him, I must endure the Lord's fury. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in Clown World, Rainbow Land, and we're enduring the Lord's fury. And we've got to endure this till he champions our cause and does exactly what's right in his sight for us. Anything above nothing, we deserve. But guess what? We're in it right now. And if you don't believe that, just go light yourself on fire in front of an embassy and see how much people care. That's my thought.
Well, let's pray that the Lord's fury will be quelled quickly.
I disagree with you. I kind of want the burn to happen. But I understand what you're coming from. I know what you mean. Because there's going to be residual effects to our family and stuff like that. I get.
Well, I mean, that last episode I talked about, in the show notes, not show, in the show description.
Yeah.
I said, Rainbow World is all around us. You know, you don't have to imagine it. But reality will have its day.
It will.
And it probably won't be pretty.
Yeah. I think I remember a bunch of Philistines getting crushed inside of a building after Samson smashed things down. I remember, I don't know, flames of fire coming from the sky. I mean, there's a lot of things that usually need to happen when things get bad. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And we haven't even gotten to the days of Noah yet. So, no. I mean, that's what's terrifying.
Yeah.
Till I start seeing some 20-footers, I know it's just... Things, you know, this is, you know, it's going to sound very premillennial of me, but we haven't hit rock bottom yet. So we can have those post-millennial realities.
No, I mean, I don't think that there is a rock bottom in terms of how despicable humans can be.
Well, from a nation standpoint, I think rock bottom is you don't exist anymore.
True.
You know, and to me, it's true. Like, I know that that's going to be an ugly process, but the flip side is, how long will God be mocked? How long?
Yeah.
He won't be.
He won't.
And we're mocking him, and I'm praying that we're part of the remnant. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That's what I mean, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Let's pray that God's name will be lifted high and not dragged through the mud.
Amen.
You know?
I'm with you.
And pray that we bear the name appropriately.
Amen. I got you. All right. I got you.
Okay.
God, thank you so much for this time. Thank you that we get to speak. And God, I'm just grateful that there's a remnant out there. We're doing that remnant radio right now. We're trying to lift your name above all things and call out the stupid of the world, God. Because at the end of the day, we can't correct what we don't know about. And God, I pray that you would show that correction in our lives, in our nation, in our families, that we would honor you above all things, that we'd be a remnant. When all the stuff collapses, God, we know that you're still going to be there. Your word will be preserved and that you will preserve the elect, God. And I pray that you would just guide us, direct us, and be with us every single step of the way. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. On that note, you've been listening to the Kingsplaining Podcast, the home of the Rube Empire, where the people are free, the taxes are voluntary, and your two kings serve the King of Kings, Christ Jesus. Peace out. God bless. See you next week. Like, share, subscribe, restack on Substack, all that jazz to help get the word out. We appreciate you for listening. See you next week.
I refuse to lose.